Kunstradio, Radio Kunst.
Social music consisting of basically undertaking a artistic project which engages with context, with space, with the immediacy of experience, and welcoming these sort of inputs as sort of uncontrollable information.
Im Mittelpunkt des von Brandon LaBelle kuratierten Projektes Social Music stehen Kontext, Raum und die unmittelbare Erfahrung als Mittel zur Kunstproduktion. Im Gegensatz zu einer isolationistischen Position versucht das Projekt Social Music ganz bewusst an gesellschaftliche Prozesse anzuknüpfen, sie Teil des künstlerischen Schaffensprozesses werden zu lassen. Susanna Niedermayer begrüßt Sie zu einer weiteren Ausgabe des Kunstradios und zum dritten Teil der von Brandon LaBelle kuratierten Reihe Social Music, heute mit zwei Stücken von LaBelle selbst. Das erste Stück trägt den Titel Death of the Composer. Im letzten Drittel der heutigen Sendung hören Sie dann noch das Stück Private Call, Public Address. Hier ein Ausschnitt.
Social music in a way just becomes a kind of framework.
Social music bildet eine Art Rahmen, innerhalb dessen Situationen und Erfahrungen bewusst gemacht werden und schließlich als Material für die endgültige künstlerische Arbeit dienen.
And actually ends up being the material content of the final work.
Oft, so LaBelle, bleibt Kulturproduktion eine Spur über oder hinter größeren gesellschaftlichen Zusammenhängen. Als ein Ausdruck kritischer Distanz, romantischen Isolationismus oder einfach nur als ein Ausdruck von Desinteresse.
There's something about it that antagonizes the given foundations of.
Das Projekt Social Music dreht sich auch um die Grundfesten von Musik- und Kulturproduktion, darum, wie Musik- und Kulturproduktion operieren, wie sie sich abschotten, unter hochspezialisierten Bedingungen stattfinden, beziehungsweise sich in einen solchen Kontext stellen, in dem dann künstlerische Arbeiten entstehen. Social Music nimmt gewissermaßen eine rebellische Haltung ein, dadurch, dass es eben nicht vorgibt, perfekte Objekte hervorzubringen. Tatsächlich werden gar keine Objekte produziert. Social Music ist vielmehr darum bemüht, in dem Prozess verankert zu bleiben, der bestimmt, wie jemand arbeitet, als ein sozialer Körper, als ein Mitglied der Gesellschaft und als Individuum, geprägt durch das jeweils eigene Umfeld.
As a social body, as a social participant, as an individual determined by one's own context.
Die Aufnahmestudios bieten ein perfektes Modell für den verzweifelten Versuch, in dem Fall der Sound- und Musikproduktion, die Interferenzen, die sozialem Raum inhärent sind, auszugrenzen, makellose Kultur zu produzieren. Der spezifische kontextuelle Rahmen, den das Medium Radio bietet, so Brandon LaBelle, eignet sich hervorragend für die Social Music Produktion. Denn das Medium Radio steht per Definition in einer engen Wechselwirkung mit seinem jeweiligen sozialen Umfeld. Klänge tauchen in ständig neuen und oft nicht vorhersehbaren Konstellationen auf. Sowohl der Künstler als auch der Hörer sehen sich dadurch gezwungen, sich auf die jeweils spezifische Situation, die das Radio widerspiegelt und letztendlich mit erzeugt, einzulassen.
And this sort of brings me back to, I guess, the word consciousness, which I used
Das bringt mich zurück zu dem Begriff Bewusstsein, den ich anfänglich angesprochen habe. Vielleicht hat Bewusstsein weniger etwas mit Individualität zu tun. Vielleicht geht es viel mehr um Vielfalt. Ich glaube, ein Aspekt, den Social Music hervorhebt, ist der, dass Bewusstsein eben nicht so sehr als eine solide Form zu sehen ist. Es ist porös. Es geht um Feedback. Es entsteht durch gesellschaftliche Verpflichtung.
Individuality, that it's not such a solid form, but rather is porous, and if anything requires a kind of feedback, you know, that it sustains itself through an engagement with others, and in fact recognizes that consciousness is.
Das Projekt Social Music berücksichtigt, dass Bewusstsein beeinflusst und bestimmt wird durch den fortwährenden Austausch zwischen einem Selbst und anderen. Es spiegelt diesen Umstand wider und heißt ihn willkommen als eine Voraussetzung dafür, Künstler zu sein.
And that if anything the Social Music project mirrors that and sort of embraces that as a condition for being an artist.
Anknüpfend an diesen Gedanken bezieht sich Brandon LaBelle in Death of the Composer wie auch in vielen anderen seiner Projekte auf Roland Barthes, im Speziellen auf Barthes Death of the Author aus dem Jahre 1968, in der Barthes die traditionelle Definition des Autors relativiert. Ein Thema, das übrigens auch das Kunstradio im Rahmen seiner kollaborativen Telekommunikationskunstprojekte immer wieder aufgreift. Durch die Verteilung des Produktionsprozesses auf andere, Freunde und Unbekannte wollte LaBelle den eigentlichen gesellschaftlichen Charakter der Stimme und des Sprechens hervorheben. Eine Situation schaffen, in der die Urheberschaft seiner Arbeit letztendlich von einer Vielzahl von Autoren und Autorinnen getragen wird. Zuerst hat Brandon LaBelle einen Text, der die Intention des Projektes Social Music beschreibt, selber vorgetragen und aufgenommen. Diese Aufnahme hat er dann anderen vorgespielt, mit der Bitte, das Gehörte im Augenblick des Hörens nachzusprechen. Der Prozess wurde mehrmals wiederholt, jeweils unter Zuspielung der bisherigen Aufnahmen. Der Hörer bzw. Sprecher wurde also gezwungen, sich beim Versuch des Nachsprechens unmittelbar mit seiner eigenen Verwirrung zu konfrontieren, die durch die zunehmende Vielschichtigkeit der Stimmen ausgelöst wurde. Letztendlich veränderten sich dadurch auch die im Text festgeschriebenen Parameter des Projektes Social Music.
The parameters which distinguish music are often set apart from a larger context of social space. This is in part due to the nature of cultural production, that it remains slightly ahead of or behind broader issues, critical distance, romantic isolation, or simple disinterestedness. The recording studio functions as the perfect model of music's struggle to fend off the interference inherent to social space, to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims to invert this model by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context, expanding the frame to invite the random interplay of public interaction. What distinguishes social music is that this relationship acts as a determining situation for the production of a music work. And further, social music attempts to make audible the tensions between the parameters of music, convention, and that which is outside, experimentation, between public space and private identity, and between the complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media. Situating musical production and radio broadcast within this zone of experimentation necessitates a leaving behind of the traditional view of artist as individual, and instead demands an alternative understanding whereby context and art object, and by extension audience, converse in such a way as to produce artistic effects. These effects are tied to the random interplay of phenomena and further in their moment of occurrence to the formation of what we could call a public. Radio as a context poses a specific and compelling context for social music, because radio is necessarily dispersed as a social context and medium, and thus is contaminated by existing spaces, sounds, and events occurring within unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. In a sense, radio is a model for the concerns of social music, or rather, it situates itself already as a kind of social music production. It would seem that the works of social music for radio will demand from a listener and artist an understanding of the very nature of radio itself, that as a listener, one is immersed in a complex situation whereby musical action and sight specificity converse in a radiophonic space determined both by the point of transmission and the site of reception.
Parameters which set apart from a larger context of social space due to the nature of cultural production remain slightly ahead of or behind broader issues. Romantic isolation or simple disinterestedness. The recording studio functions as the perfect model of music's struggle to fend off the interference inherent to social space, to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims to invert this model by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context, expanding the frame to invite the frame and to invite interplay, public interaction. What distinguishes social music is that this relationship acts as a determining situation for the production of a music work. And further, social music attempts to make audible the tensions between the parameters of music convention and that which is outside experimentation, between public space and private identity, and between the complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media. Situating musical production and radio broadcast within this zone of experimentation necessitates a leaving behind of the traditional view of artist as individual, and instead demands an alternative understanding whereby context and art objects, and by extension audience, converse in such a way as to produce artistic effects. These effects are tied to the random interplay of phenomena, and further, in their moment of occurrence, to the formation of what we could call a public. Radio as a context poses a specific and compelling context for social music, because radio is necessarily dispersed as a social context and medium, and thus is contaminated by existing spaces, sounds, and events occurring within unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. In a sense, radio is a model for the concerns of social music, or rather, it situates itself already as a kind of social music production. It would seem that the works of social music for radio will demand from a listener and artist an understanding of the very nature of radio itself, that as a listener, one is immersed in a complex situation whereby musical action and sight specificity converse in a radiophonic space, determined both by the point of transmission and the site of reception.
The parameters distinguish music are often set apart from a larger context of social space, This is in part due to the nature of cultural production, that it remains slightly ahead of or behind broader issues. Critical distance, romantic isolation, or simple disinterest. The recording studio functions as a perfect model of music struggle to fend off fear. To produce culture without blemishes. Social music's aim is to invert this model by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context, expanding the frame to invite the frame to. What distinguishes social music is that this relationship acts as a determining situation for the production of. And further, social music attempts to make audible tensions between parameters in music and convention and that which is outside, experimentation, between public space and private, and between complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media. Situating musical production and radio broadcast within its own experimentation necessitates an elite as individual and instead demands an alternative whereby understanding context and objects, audience, converse in such a way artistic effects. These effects are tied to the ramifications in their moments, in their moment of occurrence, to the formation of what we could call a public. Radio, as a context, poses a specific and compelling context for social music because radio is necessary, dispersed as a social context and a medium, and thus is contaminated by sounds and events, unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. And since radio is a model for the concerns of social music, or rather, it situates itself already as a kind of social music production, it would seem that the works of social music will demand from a listener an understanding of the very nature of radio itself as a listener in a complex situation, in a radiophonic space, determined both by the point of depiction.
The parameters which distinguish the opposite part from a larger context and a social space. This is in part due to the nature of cultural production being slightly ahead of broader issues, critical distance, romantic isolation, disinterest. The recording studio functions as the struggle the inherent social space to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims to, by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context, expanding the frame of into play. What distinguishes social that this relationship determines production of a music work. And further, the parameters of music and that which is outside, experimentation between public space and private identity, the complexity between the technologies of artistic media. situating musical production and radio broadcasts within the zone of experimentation necessitates leaving behind the tradition and instead demands an alternative whereby, by extension, audience, in such a way, to produce artistic effects. These effects are tied to the random interplay in their moment's occurrence, to the formation of what we could call a public. Radio as a context is a specific and compelling context because radio is necessarily dispersed within the social context and also contaminated us, unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. In a sense, radio is a model for the concerns of social, or rather it situates already kinds of social music production, will demand understanding of the very of radio itself, one that is a complex that a musical action whereby where site specificity converts into radio. At the site of reception.
The parameters which distinguish the context, this is in part due to the nature of cultural production, slightly ahead of broader issues, semantic isolation, this interest. These recorders have few functions to produce. Struggle, music is a struggle to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims to introduce directly the larger transformation, expanding the frames, the public. What distinguishes social music determines the music production and further attempts to make parameters between imagine, experimentation, between private identity, between complexity of styles and technologies, artistic media. Situated musical production in radio broadcast and behind is, as I understand, a demand of contacts of art objects, then by extension the artistic effects. These effects are tied to the in their memory, their current occurrence into the formation of the public. Radio is a context that imposes a specific, compelling context for social music because radio and is not contaminated by occurrence of unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. In this sense, the radio is a model for the consensus of sorrow and existential music production. will demand from the listener an understanding of the and complex in the situation and its musical action of a specific radio transmission at the site of reception.
The parameters which distinguish music are also a part of a larger context. This is in part due to the nature of how people relate to the context of broader issues, critical distance, romantic isolation, disinterest. The recordings of the studio are a function of the struggle to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims expanding the frame of public interaction. What distinguishes social music is this relation, determining the situation of the music production, and further, cultural music attempts to make audible the parameters between and that which is outside, experimentation, between public space and private space, and the complexities of technologies and artistic media. Situation musical production within the zone of necessitates leaving the interpretation behind and instead demands and by extension audience artistic effects. These effects are tied to random, further in their momer, the memory of their occurrence into what we can call the public. Radio as a context goes into specific because radio is necessary for social interaction and media are determined by current and unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. Radio is a model, or rather a situation of an already social musical production, will demand the listener understanding of the very nature of complex situation whereby musical interaction of a radiophonic space determines the point of and the point of reception.
The parameters,
which distinguish the opposite,
are often set apart from a larger context of social space.
From a larger context in the social space. This is in part due to the nature
of cultural production.
Of cultural production.
That it remains slightly
being
ahead
slightly
of
ahead
or behind
of
broader issues.
Broader issues.
Critical distance.
Critical distance.
Romantic isolation.
Romantic isolation.
Or simple disinterest.
Disinterest.
The recording studio,
the recording functions, studio
as
functions
as a perfect model of music struggle to fend
as
off
as a struggle. The inherent social space
to produce culture without blemishes.
Social music
aims to invert this model by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context.
A direct relationship to the larger context.
Expanding the frame to
invite
the frame
into play.
What distinguishes social music is that this relationship acts
that
as a
this relationship determines
for the production
of a music
and further,
work.
Social
and further,
music attempts to make audible tensions between
parameters
of music and convention
of music
and that which,
and
is,
that
outside,
which is outside
experimentation
between public space and private identity,
and between complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media.
Such a way to music in the production and radio broadcast within this zone of experimentation, necessitating leaving behind an instead demand and an alternative, by a context and by extension audience, converse in such a way as to produce artistic effects.
In a radiophonic space, determined both by the point of transmission and the site of reception.
The parameters which distinguish music are also a part of a larger context. This is in part due to the nature of how people relate to the context of broader issues, critical distance, romantic isolation, disinterest.
These recorders of you function.
The recordings of the studio are a function of
struggle. Music is a struggle to produce culture without blemishes.
Social music aims to introduce a direct relationship to the larger context, expanding the frame to invite the random of public interaction.
What distinguishes social music is its relation as a determining situation, determining the situation of a music work, of the music production, and further, social music attempts to make audible parameters of the parameters between and that which is outside, and the complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media.
Situating musical production, the interpretation behind, and instead demands an alternative, whereby context and art object, and by extension audience, converse in such a way as to produce artistic effects. Artistic effects. These effects are tied to the random phenomena, and further, in their moment of formation, into the formation of what we can call the public.
Radio as a context.
Radio as a
The point of reception.
Sie hörten Death of the Composer von dem in Los Angeles lebenden Künstler und Theoretiker Brandon LaBelle. Das erste der beiden Stücke, die heute im dritten Teil der von LaBelle kuratierten Kunstradio-Reihe Social Music auf dem Programm stehen. Im Mittelpunkt des Projektes Social Music stehen Kontext, Raum und die unmittelbare Erfahrung als Mittel zur Kunstproduktion. Im Gegensatz zu einer isolationistischen Position versucht das Projekt Social Music ganz bewusst an gesellschaftliche Prozesse anzuknüpfen, sie Teil des künstlerischen Schaffensprozesses werden zu lassen. Das zweite Stück, Private Call, Public Address, dreht sich um den sprachlichen Akt der Benennung. Ein komplizierter Prozess, wie Brandon LaBelle meint. Nennt man eine Person beim Namen, dann handelt es sich auf der einen Seite um den Versuch, dieser Person eine Stimme zu verleihen. Auf der anderen Seite aber beschwört man die Identität des Genannten. Durch den Akt der Benennung werden mentale Bilder konkretisiert, es wird ihnen Ausdruck verliehen. Dieser kann aber nie vollständig sein, da die Mittel der Sprache begrenzt sind, einzelne Facetten des Benannten immer verborgen bleiben. Und letztendlich, so Brandon LaBelle, spiegelt sich in jeder sprachlichen Äußerung auch die Beziehung wider, die ein Mensch zu seiner Umwelt und vor allem zu dem Gesagten hat. Im Private Call Public Address lenkt LaBelle die Aufmerksamkeit auf diesen vielschichtigen Austausch. Das Stück ist eine Reihe von Aufnahmen, für die der Künstler die Namen von Personen gesprochen hat, von Freunden, Verwandten und Unbekannten, die in der einen oder anderen Weise Einfluss auf ihn hatten. Der Prozess der Benennung, so Brandon LaBelle, ist ein Akt des Sich-Erinnerns und des Sich-Vergegenwärtigens, um die benannten Menschen auf einer tiefen persönlichen Ebene als bedeutungsvoll zu identifizieren.
cello. Susie.
Sie hörten Private Call Public Address von dem in Los Angeles lebenden Künstler und Theoretiker Brandon LaBelle. Das zweite der beiden Stücke, die heute im dritten Teil der von LaBelle kuratierten Kunstradioreihe Social Music auf dem Programm standen. Social Music findet im Rahmen des Kunstradioprojektes Created By statt und wird im Herbst fortgesetzt. Mehr Informationen dazu finden Sie auf unserer Homepage unter folgender Adresse:
kunstradio.at.
Ich aber verabschiede mich im Namen des Teams. Gestaltet und moderiert wurde die heutige Sendung von Susanna Niedermeyer, Sprecher Stefan Bocconi, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann.